Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Good evening and welcome to Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you. We come together to consult the Most High God, to call upon His name today, to honor His mighty presence, to give Him glory, to give Him thanksgiving. To praise the Most High God. Lord, we just thank you for life and for all the blessings that come along with the lives that you've given us, O God. Father, we don't take it for granted in the name of Jesus because you are the great and mighty King and you could be with someone else somewhere else in the world. But we thank you that you're joining us today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, O God. We take time today to thank you for our children and their parents, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that our children are blessed and highly favored of you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, they are coming closer to you every day. In the name of Jesus, they desire more of you, Father God. Lord Jesus, we thank you, we can come to you and repent, O God, and ask forgiveness and get forgiveness from you. So, Father God, forgive us for any way we've sinned against you. In the name of Jesus, for every way, every transgression in us, every iniquity, every trespass, every little fox that spoil our bond, forgive us, Father God. Create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit, O God. Mokoshe Bakade, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over every child, on boys to men, girls to ladies, every child in the world, from infancy through young adults. We plead your precious blood over every institution, organization, recreation that our children partake of. We cover those who are entrusted with us in our care, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Our children outside of the home, inside the home, in every building, everywhere they go, in the name of Jesus. We bless and honor you today, Father God, and we just come thanking you, giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. And we just say, have your way today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We come to line up with your will today, Father God. We line up with your word that says in Proverbs 22, commit and train every child up in the way they should go. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit that is not of you, of the Holy Spirit, Father God. We bind Satan, the angel of light, the doctrine of devils, Mokoshe Bakade, whereby the Antichrist would try to teach our children anything outside of the knowledge of God. We bind all Antichrist spirits, seducing spirits, lust of the flesh, lust of the world, lust of the things of the world. We bind perversion, pornography, premarital sex, rape, incest, murder, suicide, and death. We bind witchcraft, mind control, Satanism, Mokoshe Baka. We bind gangs and occultism. We bind obsession, possession, oppression, depression, suppression, regression. We bind the spirit of fear. Mokoshe Bakade Eshekeorebaka. We bind Mokoshe Bakade, the spirit of fear and stress in the name of Jesus. We bind peer pressure, the transference of evil spirits through games, cartoons, movies, TV, music, and ungodly association. We bind all curses that have been spoken over Mokoshe, the children, through negative confession. We bind all magic spells, trances, hexes, vexes, and all spirits that have come to woo, to lure, and to seduce our children into darkness. Father, we repent on behalf of our children for all sins, and we renounce sin and every evil spirit that tries to enter in with it. All bedeviling spirits are bound in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Mokoshe Baka, that your perfect will and purpose be manifested in our children's lives in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, Mokoshe Baka de Esheke, that your perfect will and purpose be manifested in our children's lives. Father, let us be reminded, Mokoshe, of your word. In Matthew 19:14, it says, suffer little children and to come unto you and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Mokoshe Bakade, let not our will be done, but let your will be done in the lives of our children. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We're excited this evening. We have so many people joining us today, which is an answer to prayer. Mokoshe Bakade, e Sheke Oradidabaka. Good evening and welcome to Bible Storyland. You are welcome. Mokoshe Bakade e Shekeoradidabaka Shede e Shekeoradidabaka. You are welcome on Bible Storyland today. You are welcome. You are welcome here with us, each and every person who joined us. We want you to know that you are truly welcome. And we bless the Lord for you today. So good evening, Lamaya and Diamond and Deshaun. How are you all?
Good.
I'm sorry for the echo. I think it may go away soon. All right, we bind up. On void and Mokoshe Bakade, Esheke, Mokoshe Bakade. Father God, have your way. Mokoshe Bakade, Esheke, Mokoshe Bakade, Esheke, Makade, Esheke, Makade, Esheke, we thank you that everything will come in clear and smooth. Mokoshe Bakade. The enemy has no place, no place. Mokoshe Bakade, Esheke, Odedidi, Alalalaboko. Mokoshe Bakade, we stomp on the head of the enemy right now, right now, right now. Shake it out of the way. Mokoshe Bakade, Esheke, Odedidi, Alalalaboko. Hello.
Hello.
Maya?
Yes.
Okay, where's Deshaun and
right
Diamond?
Here.
All right, good evening.
Good evening.
We are so happy you joined us.
Thank you.
Diamond, we missed you last week. How you doing?
Good.
Very good. How are you, Deshaun?
Good.
All right. Lamaya, how was school today?
It was great.
Oh, good. What was so great about it?
I didn't go to school today. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You told me.
I was going to say.
All right. You went to break today, but you're going tomorrow, right?
No.
What about you, Diamond? How was school?
Good.
Good? Okay, how was school for you, Deshaun?
It was great.
All right. What was great about it?
We was learning about borrowing and regrouping in math.
Oh, that's your favorite subject, math, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, or yes?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Very good. All right, well, we have about 9 people with us today. That's the answer to a prayer. I thank the Lord. We have somebody from New York and Michigan and Ohio and some other places I'm not quite sure of. But anyway, we're going to continue. I thank God for each of you joining us that's on the air with us this evening. We are gathered together to worship and glorify the Most High God, our Father. He is a mighty God. He is the almighty God. Nobody is greater than our God. We serve the everlasting God, the mighty counselor, the Prince of Peace, the greatest King of Kings. He created presidents of nations and kings and queens, and he created families, yours and mine. So I thank God for him being God. He is omnipresent. He's over in New York. He's in Michigan. He's in Ohio. He's in Florida. He's in New Mexico. He's in every continent in the world. He's in Tennessee, Louisiana. He's everywhere. And there's no place that he's not. So I thank God for each one of you. Well, Diamond and Lamaya and Deshaun are from Michigan. So I thank God for you this evening. We've been studying in Proverbs, but before we begin our study, we're going to have prayer. So let me see. Somebody else pressed one here. Let me just see if they want to speak. All right. Let's see. Hold on. Okay. I don't know who it is, but anyway, it's something wrong with their phone. Let me try this one right here. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, well, we can't seem to get those clear, so we're not going to worry about it. We're just going to move on. Let's see, there's one more. I'm going to try one more here and see if we can get this one clear. Good evening, how are you?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I have a big dick.
Pardon me?
I have a big dick.
Okay, they don't really want to speak to us. But anyway, we'll continue. We have, I think we have someone from New York here. Let me Nope. Okay. So we have no one that really want to speak to us. We're going to pray for the President of the United States, President Obama, his wife and children. Who want to pray for them?
Deshaun.
Okay, Deshaun. All right, hold on. Let's see. Who want to pray for the children, the youth in other countries that do not know Jesus as Savior? Hello? Lamaya, you want to pray for that?
No, I'm going to see the other option.
Okay. All right, well, I'll pray for that one. All right, children, youth, adults, who do not know Jesus as Lord?
Lamaya will take that one.
Okay, Lamaya. And families all over the world for protection and provision. Who wants to take that one?
Diamond.
Okay, good. All right, we have one more. Parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins. Who wanted to pray for that one?
I'll take that one, Tanisha.
Okay, good. Thank you, Mom. Tanisha.
Welcome.
Okay, good. All right, so we're going to start with Deshaun. You're going to pray for President Obama, his wife, and his children. Go ahead, sweetie.
Father God, thank Obama and his family and his children. Have a good time. And then I hope they just have a good time with themselves and have a good show. And get rich and have and know God better to his soul. Our God, thank you for letting us have a good day today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for the children of the world that you created in your image, oh God. And Father, there's so many children who do not know you as Lord and Savior in every continent, in North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Antarctica, and Australia. They do not know you as the Lord of their lives. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to save them in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing for the children all over the world. Save them, save their families, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that when you save them, Father God, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for creating in them a clean heart, renewing a right spirit within them, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will, Mokoshe, be faithful to you all the days of their lives, Mokoshe Bakade, Urdidia Bakashe Bakade. And I thank you, Father God, for protection for them. I thank you, Father God, for provisions for them. Mokoshe Bakade, I thank you for shelter for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus that you love children. And you said for us to allow the children to come unto you and to forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. So today, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to bless you and to thank you for being Lord. Thank you for being Savior. Thank you for being friend. In the name of Jesus, amen. Lamai, you still there? Hello? Okay, hold on. They had to come back on. Hold on. I'll put you back on.
Hello?
Okay, yeah, y'all got knocked off. Lamaya, whenever you come on, after you hear the prompts, always press 1, okay?
Okay.
All right, that way I'll know where you are because I lost you there for a minute. All right, let's see. Lamaya, your turn to pray for children, the youth, young adults who do not know Jesus as Savior.
Father God, I just ask that you just watch over the young children. I ask that you just lead them into your kingdom. I'm glad that you called them to be the young mighty warriors you have called them to be in your kingdom. I ask that you just lead them stronger into your word. I ask that you just lift them up in prayer. Keep your arms of protection around them. Let them want you more. Let their parents be able to be the role models you have called them to be. Let them be able to teach your children from that good to from bad. And let them know only do the good. Let them be able to minister to people that may not know God or who may be struggling or do not know who to go to or has a source of role models to turn to. Let them be able to have people to talk to if they're going through something. Let them be able to know they can talk to God even when there's nobody there. I ask that you just lift them up in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, Diamond, you're going to pray for families in the world for protection.
Okay. Father God, I just ask that you, Father God, I just ask that you protect the people that have to go to work in the morning at a really early time. I just ask that you let them get to their work safely and don't let them get an accident tomorrow. And even if they do, let them be safe and let them know that their life is not over. I just ask that you not let the roads be slippery, but just let them know that if they're going too fast, let them slow down. And just let them just have a mind for a second, a pause, if they're, like, have a moment. Let them have a moment to think about what they're doing and what's going to happen. I just ask that you just get them safe and get them safely to their job and back home. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. All right. Ready for Tanisha? Mama Tanisha? Parents? Grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins.
Father God, we just thank you for all the prayers that have gone before you, Father. Father God, we thank you for being a Father that answers prayers, oh God. Father God, I ask that you just look over the grandparents, the uncles, the aunts, oh God, all of our relatives, oh God. Help them to know their place, oh God, in this earth on today. Because they're truly examples to the youth, oh God. Father God, I just thank you because you are setting forth people, oh God, to break generational curses, oh God. You're lifting up a standard for your kingdom, oh God, and I just thank you for using all the aunts, uncles, grandparents to do that today, oh God. Father God, I just ask that you allow your people to open up their hearts, oh God, and have you to really saturate their hearts, oh God, to come into their lives, oh God, and just do a 360 in their lives, oh God, a shifting of the paradigm, oh God. Father God, I just thank you because I know you to be a God that answers prayers, oh God, when we feel like, oh God, we can't make the difference because of our parents or maybe our aunties or maybe our uncles have led a certain type of life. Father God, I thank you for being a Father God that changes things, oh God. We truly can change, oh God, when we seek your face. You will give us guidance and direction, oh God. And I just thank you for lifting up the aunts, uncles, and grandparents, oh God, so they may play their role, oh God, because the children really need role models on today. The children really need godly examples, oh God. If we're going to raise our children the way they need to be raised up in your word, Father God, it starts with our family. It starts with our church family, our extended family, oh God. Father God, I just ask that you just put a wave, oh God, a revolution wave, oh God, here in the United States and just all over the United, all over the earth, oh God. I ask that you just pour out a wave of your nature, a wave of your character, and your people will take heed to it, oh God. Father God, I just thank you right now for this ministry, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing, oh God. I thank you, oh God, because this ministry is equipping the youth for such a time as this. And I just thank you for using Sister Caritha, oh God. She is like an auntie to someone. She's like a mother to someone. She's like a grandparent to someone. So, Father God, we just thank you, and we ask that you just keep your mighty hands on her, oh God. Strengthen her and encourage her, oh God. Do a new thing right now in her life, Father God. Father God, I just thank you because I see it being done in the spiritual realm. I see more people coming to the line, more children coming to the line. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you right now. We thank you right now for what you've done, what you're going to do, and what you're doing. And Father God, we just give your name the praise. All glory and honor is due to you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, today we're going to be studying in Proverbs, so get your Bibles ready. Y'all have your Bibles, Lamaya and Deshaun and Diamond?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, how many parts does the Bible have in it?
66.
Ah, that sounds like it, but nope, how many parts? How many parts?
Two.
Very good. Who said that?
Deshaun.
Oh, very good, Deshaun. So, Lamaya, what are the two parts of the Bible?
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
Old Testament, New Testament. Now, who said 66?
Diamond.
Diamond, what is 66? That's how many what?
Scriptures.
You're close. Tell her, Deshaun, how many what?
66.
You tell her, Lamaya, how many what? Lamaya?
Yes.
What is 66? That is a number related to the Bible. What is it?
There's 66 books in the Bible.
Very good. 66 books in the Bible. Yes, yes. So now let's turn to Proverbs chapter 2. We're going to be studying Proverbs chapter 2 today. If you forgot where it is, go to your table of contents. And Deshaun, can you tell me if Proverbs is Old Testament book or New Testament? Don't answer until you look in the contents. Look in the table of contents.
Testament.
Old Testament. Very good. You are so smart. You guys are brilliant. It's in the Old Testament. All right. Is there anyone who does not have Proverbs chapter 2 yet? Okay, good. Everybody has it. So, Lamaya, read Proverbs 2, verse 1. You have it, Lamaya?
You said, what was the verse again?
Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1.
Okay. I have, okay. Wait,
Proverbs chapter 2,
the whole
thingy, or?
Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1.
Okay. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee.
Okay. All right, who is my son? Who's doing the talking here?
Solomon.
Okay, good. Solomon. Who is his son? What's his son's name?
David.
David is related to him, but that's not his son. What is his son's name? Who remember? Lamaya?
Yes.
Lamaya?
Yes.
Is your mom cooking something?
Yes.
Can y'all go in another room so we're not hearing those pots and pans?
Sir, can we go in another room? Yes, go.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
So, sorry about that.
That's okay, sweetie. That's quite all right. I understand. She got to fix something for you. Okay, now, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. Who is Solomon's son? Nobody remember. Okay, we'll get to his name in a little while. Who remembers Solomon's
son's mother's name?
Solomon's wife. What did you say?
Solomon's son was Rehoboam.
Rehoboam. Very good. All right. Mm-hmm. And do you remember his wife's name?
Well, Charlie.
Did you tell him that?
Say what? Israel?
No.
No, that's a boy.
No.
Okay, at least you guys are thinking about it. Very good. Her name was
Nehemiah.
Okay. And her son's name was Rehoboam, and her husband's name was Solomon. So he said in verse 1, my son, he said, this is Solomon. He's saying, Rehoboam, I want you to listen to my words and receive what I'm telling you. Receive what I'm telling you. You know, a lot of times our parents tell us things and we don't even receive what they're telling us.
Yes.
We just listen and go in one ear and come out the other. But I want you to know, in Proverbs, it's a book of wisdom. And it's a lot of teaching there on moral and religious instructions on how to live right. It has lessons on wisdom and justice and temperance and industry and purity.
Yes.
And it talks about, you know, it kind of contrasts, it compares wisdom with folly, righteousness with sin. And in chapter 1, Solomon counsels his son, and he warns him about the dangers of living unrighteously. And he tells him to live a righteous life, to live according to God's will. He's telling him, don't live in sin, live according to God's will. So, yes, in Proverbs 2, Solomon is talking to his son, Rehoboam, and he's telling him, my son, you know, I want you to listen to wise counsel. What I'm telling you is wisdom. And, you know, a lot of times, like I said before, we hear our parents, but after a while we say, oh, my God, you cover your ears up without them seeing it. You don't want to hear what they have to say because they keep on telling you over and over, but they keep telling you over and over because you didn't get it the first time. So when you get it, they'll stop telling you, and then they'll move on to the next thing, and then they'll tell you that over and over until you get it. But that's called love. You know, when people tell you the same thing over and over until you get it, that's because they love you and they want you to be on the right track. They want you to do the right thing. So sometimes they have to tell you over and over and over till it get down in your spirit and then you begin to do the right thing. So, you know, sometimes we forget right after they told us, but we have to remember and then we have to apply it to our lives. Live in such a way. Uh-oh, I think maybe we dropped them again. Lamaya, are you there? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I thought maybe we lost you.
Oh, no.
All right, okay, we didn't. Okay, good. I'm looking for you again here. Okay, so from now on, don't forget when you call in to press 1, okay? So that way I won't lose you.
Okay.
All right. All right. So Solomon is teaching his son. You know, God give us parents to teach us right from wrong. And God wants us to respect our parents. Remember what they tell us and apply to our everyday lives. So when you go to school, wherever you are, you'll remember, oh, yeah, I remember. My mama told me that. Yeah, I remember my daddy told me that. No, I ain't going to do what you say. You're not going to do what your friends tell you to do or what the evil one tells you to do. You're going to choose right over wrong so that, you know, we won't have a lot of grief. You know what grief is? That's it. That's that bad thing that make you cry. You ever did something in your lives and you regretted it? You felt so bad that you cried and you cried and you cried. Oh, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I hadn't said that. And you just cry and you cry. That's grief.
Ooh,
or
yeah.
Even like if you lose somebody. You know, maybe you had a pet and your pet died. And you feel really bad inside. That's grief. So sometimes when we do things that, you know, go against what God say, we feel grief and we regret it, especially when we make wrong choices. So we have to use wisdom. You know, of course, we have our own mind. We can have our own mind. We don't have to have minds like our parents, but we want to have the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ will help us to make wise choices and to realize that what our parents are telling us is the right thing. Our parents have been through, you know, they were children at one time. You can ask your mom, ask your dad. Say, you know, when you were my age, did you go through this? I'm going through that. You know, my friends talk bad about me in school. They call me all kind of names, and they say this or they say that. But, you know, they understand because they went through what you're going through now. They've gone through that. So that's why God put parents in our lives. All right. Deshaun, will you read Proverbs 2, verse 2?
Proverbs 2, verse 2. So that soul and cleanse thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding.
Very good. All right, so incline, that means listen. Listen unto wisdom. You know, apply your heart to understand it. Listen. Listen. You know, listen. When your parents speak, that's wisdom. They're trying to tell you something. So you should listen. I'm sorry, did you say something to Sean?
Huh?
Did you say something?
No.
Okay, so say ma'am. When I ask you something, say ma'am.
Ma'am.
Instead of huh, say ma'am.
Ma'am.
All right, good. Okay. Now, so wisdom, you know, is something that we need. It is something that we need. We can't do without wisdom. We need it. God is all wise. He's the one who gives our parents wisdom to tell us. All right, so we got to listen to our parents, use wisdom and understanding, and, you know, remember what our parents tell us. So when we get older, even now, I'm in my 60s, and I know I can remember some of the things that my parents have taught me, some of the things they've told me. I can remember, even though I was a little girl when they told me. But I appreciate what they told me because it helped me in my growing up years, in my adult years. So when we live every day, we have to choose the right thing. You know, sometimes at school our friends will tell us to do the wrong thing. But we don't have to listen to them. We have to listen to our parents. And, you know, sometimes we'll live one way at home, then we get to school with our friends, we live another way. But that's called hypocrite. We don't want to be a hypocrite. We want to be true to ourselves, true to God, and true to our parents. We have to search for knowledge. That's what Proverbs tell us, and pray for wisdom so that God will help you. And God will help you. You know, he'll help you overcome things in your life that are hard. You know, sometimes we have things in our lives that's so difficult. They're difficult. Our parents may tell us, you know, to do a lot. They may ask you to do a lot of things, and you think, this is so hard. But guess what? When you learn to do those things, then you could do some other things that become harder in life. Because sometimes life can be very, very difficult. But when you learn lessons as a child, they will help you as you get older. So, you know, Solomon told his son, seek for wisdom. You know, it's valuable to you. It's like silver. It's like gold. All right, let's look at verse 3. Diamond, will you read Proverbs 2, verse 3? Diamond, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys going away from the phone and coming back?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Diamond, read Proverbs 2, verse 3.
Proverbs 2, verse 3. Ye, if thou Christ, after marriage and liftest up the voice for understanding.
Yes, very good. You read very well, Diamond. You and Deshaun and Lamaya are excellent readers. I'm very proud of you.
I'm above my grade level in reading.
What did you say?
I said I'm above my grade level in reading.
You are?
Yes.
My goodness, yep. I'm proud of you. What grade are you in?
You said what?
What grade are you in?
Fourth.
Fourth grade, and what level do you read on?
Like X.
Okay, very good. And you know what? The more you read the Bible, the better your reading will get because it's written in King James language. And so look at verse 3. I'm going to read it. It says, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if you can read the Bible, you can read any book. Any book. Because sometimes the words are difficult and it's not in the English that we speak now. So you can read any book when you can read the Bible. So Solomon is telling his son, he's saying, look, you know, I want you to get knowledge and understanding. And in verse 4, read 4 through 6, Lamaya.
Hello?
Yes. Where's Lamaya?
The phone keeps... Oh.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You say you wanted me to read?
Yes. Proverbs 2, 4 through 6.
Okay. Proverbs 2, 4 through 6. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for his treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, cometh knowledge and understanding.
All right. Lamaya, what do you think verse 4 means? If thou seekest wisdom as silver, what do you think it means?
If they, like, treat her, worship her like gold or like a prized possession.
Very good.
Looks for something.
Something important, valuable. Valuable. Do you have something that's very valuable and you don't want anybody to hold it? You're not going to break this. No, I'm not going to let you hold it. It's valuable to you. So you treat it really good. And it says, and searches for her as hid treasures. You know, sometimes you hide some things that are valuable. Your friends come over and you hide and you say, I'm not going to let them break that. I'm not going to let them hold that. That's important to me. And I want this to last forever and ever. So that's what he's telling his son. Seek for her as silver. Something important. Excuse me. Something that's very, very important. Okay, verse 5. Then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and the knowledge of God. Now, you know God is very valuable to us. We can't do without God. We cannot do without him. We need him. He's the one who breathed into us and give us life, that Zoe life that makes us alive. Without him, we wouldn't be able to breathe or think or move. So many people, you know, don't even know God, but yet he gives them breath. He gives them life. He created them. He protects them every day. So it says discern, you know, discern. Be sensitive to God. Listen to God's voice. He will be your inner guide to outside choices you have to make. Your mother, Solomon's telling his son, your mother and I cannot always be with you, but God will never leave you. He will tell you what's good and what's evil so you can stay close to God. So when you hear his voice, you will know it, and you can obey God instead of the evil one's voice. You know, Eve made the mistake of listening to the evil one, and it cost her so much. It cost her a whole garden. God will not lead us wrong. The Lord will give you wisdom, and out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. When you are close to God, he will speak to you, and you will know what to do. So God leads us. Do not go the way of the ungodly friends. That's what Solomon is telling his son. He said, don't go their way. Don't listen to your ungodly friends. Be strong and choose God's way. God's wisdom sounds foolish to some people who don't know him, but, you know, God's way is the only true way. The other way is a false way, and it leads us to destruction. When your friends say, skip school, cut class, let's go steal, smoke cigarettes, smoke pot, shoot up drugs, get high on this or that, avoid them like a disease. Run for them. Run from them and stay away from them, and eventually they'll leave you alone. So tell me, Diamond, do your friends tell you to do some wrong things sometimes?
No, because I mostly don't hang around them. I mostly hang around my cousins and some of my friends at, like, some of my cousins' friends and stuff.
Okay, that's good. That's very good. You are a smart and a wise young girl. I appreciate that. All right. So we have to stay. What about you, Lamaya? Some of your friends tell you to do the wrong thing?
No. Basically, I'm independent. I don't like hanging around people who are gossipers or who are all about drama. I'm basically by myself all the time. And the only few friends I have, they are just like me, except in their own different way. So I never was told to do anything out of my ways.
Okay. All right. That's good. You're very wise, too. What about you, Deshaun? Any of your friends ever tell you, you know, let's go do this, let's do the wrong thing?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Tell me something they tell you.
They tell me, go hit that person. But I say, no, not, and I go, that's wrong, and I go to different people that don't get me in trouble.
Oh, ooh, you're smart. The three of you all are very wise, very wise. And you all are going to be so blessed of the Lord because of you are choosing wisdom. All right, when wisdom is in your heart, Solomon tells his son, and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will keep you, and so will understanding. Now, that's in verse 10 and 11. Let's look at verse 10. Deshaun, read verse 10.
On 2? No.
Yes, chapter 2. We're still in chapter 2.
Proverbs chapter 2, 10. When wisdom enter into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant until the soul.
Yeah, wait, until you read very well. All right. So let wisdom get in your heart, and knowledge is going to be pleasant to your soul. Wow, that is so great. All right, let's read verse 11, Diamond.
Okay, verse verse, I mean chapter, chapter 2, verse 11. Discretion.
Discretion.
Discretion shall preserve.
Preserve. That's right.
The understanding shall keep thee.
Okay, good. So discretion. That's that. You know, when you listen and you use wisdom and you say, wait a minute, that's not right. That's discretion. Or that's the wrong thing. It'll keep you. Understanding will keep you in the ways of God. All right. Lamaya, read 12 and 13. We're almost finished.
To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who leads the path of uprightness to walk in the way of darkness.
All right. So Solomon is telling his son to deliver thee wisdom and discretion, understanding. It will keep you from the evil man, and it keeping you from speaking ungodly things. It will keep you on the right path. It will keep you from evil persons, children and adults, you know, who try to lead you on the wrong path. It'll keep you from them, because even if an adult tell you the wrong thing, you'll know, I know better. That's not the right thing to do. Don't you know there are many people who are adults who lead children into taking drugs or prostitution or bad things? They're adults, but they are evil adults. There are people who, you know, who would have you to do wrong, that would try to lead you on the wrong path away from God. It's a dark path, and it's difficult to get off it once you get on it. Do the right thing, and you can rejoice and be glad. Happiness will be your portion. All right. So let's see. Question. Foundation. What's our foundation scripture, Lamaya? You remember?
When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
All right. Where is that found?
That is found in Colossians 13:11, I think.
Not Colossians. It starts with the C, though. First what?
I know it.
Corinthians.
Okay. Who was that said I know it?
Diamond.
Diamond, what is it? Where is it found, Diamond?
In Caribbean, First Caribbean.
Where? Say Corinthians.
Corinthians.
Yes, First Corinthians.
When I was a child, I spoke as a child.
All right. Okay, so, Diamond, you want to read it? Turn to it and let me know when you get it. And Deshaun, you turn in your Bible. And Lamaya, you turn in your Bible. And let me know when you all get it. I'm going to call on each one of you to read it separately.
Deshaun,
go ahead.
Okay. First Corinthians. 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but
I became a man. Don't read it together now. You read it by yourself, Deshaun. Go ahead, Deshaun.
When I became a man, I put away child things.
Okay, good. All right, too much talking, you guys, while he's reading. So, okay, Diamond, you read next. First Corinthians 13:11. Diamond,
okay.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Read
it. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away my childish things.
Okay. All right. Lamaya, read.
First Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. And we can replace man with woman also.
Very good. Yes, when I was a man or a woman, I put away childish things. All right. Okay, you guys have done very well. All right, so I wanted you to turn in, I don't know if we're going to have enough time. I think we do have enough time. I want to turn in the in your table of contents. Turn to your table of contents.
Turn to your table of contents.
Okay. Deshaun. You have it, Deshaun?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Tell me, what does Pentateuch mean, Deshaun?
The first five books of the Bible.
Okay. All right. It's the first five books of the Bible, which means talks about the beginning. Deshaun, will you read the first five books for me?
Genesis, Exodus,
Leviticus,
Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua,
Deuteronomy. Lamaya, don't speak to him while he's reading. Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth.
No, stop there, baby. It's just five, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, just those five. All right, Diamond. The next book is called the Books of History. How many is it, Diamond?
12.
12 books. All right, you're going to start at what book?
Joshua.
And what are you going to end at?
Proverbs.
Esther, good. All right. Read those, Diamond.
Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles.
Chronicles,
2 Chronicles, Ezra. What is it called? Ezra?
Yes. You're doing good. Keep going.
Nehemiah, and Esther.
Very good. Excellent. All right. So what are the next five books called, Lamaya? Do you remember what they're called?
Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastics, and Songs of Solomon.
Okay, what are they called?
Oh, they're called the Books of History. No, you said the next five?
Yes, what are they called after Esther?
The Books of Wisdom.
All right. Well, they are called the Poetry Books, the Books of Poetry. So we've done the Pentateuch books, the Books of History, and the Books of Poetry. So read the five books of poetry, Lamaya.
Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastics, and Songs of Solomon.
Very good. Excellent. All right. Well, it is prayer time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. So we're going to pray. Diamond, you're going to pray first. You're going to do we're going to do closing prayer. And then Lamaya, and then Deshaun is going to do the last prayer. So Diamond, Lamaya, and Deshaun. Go ahead, Diamond. Say the closing prayer.
About clothes?
That means that we're going to be stopping. So say a prayer so we can stop.
Okay. Father, I just ask that you, can I start over, please?
Sure, baby.
Okay. Father, I just ask that you watch over the children that were on the show today. And I just
ask. Okay, hold on, Diamond. Deshaun and Lamaya, Do not make any noise while she's praying, okay? It's a very serious thing. All right, go ahead, babe.
Okay. Father, I just ask that you watch over the children and the boys, the men, the girls, the women, and
ladies,
and I just ask that you bless them and safely go to school tomorrow and watch over them as they take tests or learn and understand what the teachers are saying and understand what to know and what not to know. And amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Okay, Lamaya.
Father God, I just ask that you watch over everybody that's been on the show tonight. I ask that they got something out of this lovely message that we have learned. And in the Bible it says the child shall lead them, and we are one of those children. And I ask that you just further our relationship with you. Let us get to know you more. Let us be the young warriors you have called us to be. Let us be the young evangelists and prophets you have called us to be. I also ask that you just watch over anybody that may be going through something. Anybody that may be going through something, I just ask that you just let all of us be able to be one. Let us all be a family. Let us put all our struggles on the table. Let us be able to walk through those things that may be pulling us back from you. And I also ask that you just watch over us as we just go off of the show. Let us be able to know that we can learn something from God. Also be lured into something that's new and brilliant. I also ask that you just further our relationship with you. Amen.
Amen. All right, Deshaun.
Father God, I just think that you just overbought Diamond, Tanisha, Lamaya, and all the other families, and Brownie. I just think that you just let them see it so have one more day of peace with them again and have some time and have some time at work and have them drive safely. Father God, I just think you let them see that have your hands about them and let them see yourself. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, as we close this evening, we just thank you, Father God, for your joy being our strength. We thank you that you joined us today. Father God, we thank you for all the things that you taught us, oh God. Put them in remembrance, put them in our memories, Father God, so that we can remember and apply them to our lives, oh God. Help us to apply the wisdom that Solomon taught his son to our lives daily, Father God. And we bless and honor you, Father God. We lift up families today. We pray ahead your protection around the Lamaya's family, Deshaun's family, Diamond's family, and all the families that came on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today, Father God. We lift up every child, every parent in the name of Jesus, grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins. And we thank you for everybody in the name of Jesus being obedient to you, following your will, Father God. Those that are not saved, that they will come to know you as Lord and Savior. We bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I just thank you, all of you, for being on today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, and I want to invite you to come on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, to Bible Storyland, the same number, 1-619-789-4313. It's closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I love each of you. I look forward to speaking to you next Thursday or Saturday morning. Next Thursday is February the 2nd, and this Saturday is January the 28th. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. God bless each of you. I love you. See y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Y'all can hang up now, children.